Defending Liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Thursday, August 25th, 2016. We're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So there's a mathematician in the UK who solved a problem that, well, I don't know if it needed to be solved. He figured out a way to fit more cars in a parking lot. All right, maybe it's a problem in some areas, but this is what he did. He said instead of having the parking spots at a 90-degree angle, perpendicular to the direction that you were driving in when you're in the lane looking for a spot, let's put them at 45-degree angles and make the lanes just one way. That's what he figured out. And he figured out you could fit, if you had a lot that fit 500 cars originally, you could add 119 more cars to that lot. Well, I don't know. It sounds to me like Walmart figured this out 20 years ago. This is not a new thing. Not a new thing. Professor David Percy, he's writing all about this. All sorts of mathematic periodicals and all sorts of stuff. They're very impressed. Very impressed. But Black Toppers and Walmart figured this out a long time ago. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, in an interview with Megyn Kelly last night, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange once again promises to release more hacked emails, ones that may have a damaging effect on November's election. But the question remains, when? Also, Donald Trump held a very confusing town hall meeting with Sean Hannity on Monday night. Was he looking for the attendees' suggestions, or was he looking for their approval? It was hard to figure out, but we'll get into it. And Hillary Clinton is set to give a speech today in Nevada where she will reportedly condemn the alt-right movement. But what exactly is the alt-right movement? We'll do our best to try to separate fact from fiction, and we'll tell you about a new, disgusting, deplorable ad the Clinton campaign is now running about you. All that. Plus, today is Thursday, and that means it's the time of the week where we get to do a little pole dancing. We have four new polls to discuss. One of them has a huge boo-boo in it that you'll want to tell all of your friends about. I'll also tell you about a small business owner in South Carolina who has become something of a marketing sensation, and I promise I will try as hard as humanly possible to get to the Rhino mailbag today. There's a question in there I really, really want to get to. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Head over to rhinoreport.com, lots of cool stuff there. At the prompt, when you first get to the site, you can put in your email address. We don't send it out to anybody, we don't sell it to anybody, none of that tomfoolery. We just send you a newsletter. We have a brand new Rhino newsletter that's going out once a week. So if you didn't get it, you're not signed up. So get signed up. Also, follow me on Twitter at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. And you can now like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. We're live right now, also on Red Nation Rising Radio on the Liberty feed. And catch the replay tonight on the CRN app, CRN Channel 5 at 9 p.m. Eastern. We have a lot to get to today, guys. Buckle
blood
up. It's going
to
be a quick
pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Guys, welcome back to today's Thursday edition of the show. A quick 60-second break. We're off and running now. I have some conflicting emotions today. There comes a time in every young man's life, and I'll call myself a young man for the time being, where you have to let go of something you really like in favor of something new. And that's happening to me just after today's show. I'm going to go trade in my truck. And, yeah, I know, a new car sounds good. It sounds good to a lot of people, but for me, it'll be the first time that I don't have a pickup truck in my stable, so that's a little odd. Now, my friends who listen to the show are laughing because I've gone through about 20 cars in my life. I've always been a tinkerer. I had a project car, a project truck, a project Jeep, whatever it was, and I've had a lot of cars in my life. This one I just happened to become attached to. It's an older truck, lots of miles on it. But I'm one of those guys who's more comfortable in a beat-up truck with the windows down, playing some Skinner or perhaps some Charlie Daniels or Metallica if I'm in the mood. So I'm trading it in for something a little bit more docile, I guess. No pickup truck in the stable anymore for me. See, guys, maybe not guys who vote for Hillary Clinton, but a lot of guys get attached to their car. It becomes part of their persona. It just does. It's in our DNA, whatever. I don't know what that sounds like to you, but, you know, it just is. It becomes part of who you are. So I guess the old for the new, and I'll get over it, but definitely conflicting emotions, kind of like seeing your mother-in-law back off a cliff in your brand-new car, right? The definition of conflicted emotions. But I'll get over it. I know you guys don't feel too bad for me. All right. Ryan Lochte, I thought we were done talking about this clown, but we can't be because now he's been summoned to testify in Brazil. Now, he's apologized for embellishing. That was his quote, his word, embellishing. Well, the Rio police are saying, well, he just outright lied, and he filed a false report and whatever else, and they want him to testify. Now, there is no penalty for him not appearing in front of their Justice Department. That just means that he won't be eligible for a plea deal, and he'll be tried in absentia. So, this is not over, apparently. Apparently, this wasn't an embellishment. It was an outright lie. The other three swimmers said what they had to say to get the heck out of there because Lochte took off in the dark of night the day before. What a good friend, right? What a great friend. With friends like that, who needs enemies? So, that's not good news for him. You know, worst case scenario, he's just going to have to not get in trouble. Because if he gets tried there and he gets convicted in absentia and he gets in trouble here, they'll want extradition. They'll have to pay for it, and it'll be a whole process, and they probably won't get it, but they'll at least try for it. So he's going to have to try to stay on the straight and narrow. That's kind of what it seems like. I would never in a million years go back there. I'm not saying he should. I would never in a million years. And if his lawyer tells him he should, he needs to get a new lawyer or at least get some legal aid or something, apply for a public defender. But, so more problems for him. But this comes on the heels now of a report that he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Yeah, isn't that a good message to send your children? Thanks, Disney. Disney, ABC, it's all the same company. Disney now says if you go to a foreign country, you commit a crime, and you lie about it, we're going to make you a star. That's what they just said. Unbelievable. There are so many children that watch Dancing with the Stars, and don't tell me they were thinking about adding him to the lineup before all of this happened. Not the case. This is all about ratings. It is always, always 110% of the time about ratings. they can say all they want. They thought about this beforehand, and, you know, this is a good move for them, and they're glad he's free. No, this is all because he lied to the authorities in a foreign country after getting drunk. We're going to make you a star. We're going to put you on primetime TV. You can dance with some pretty girls. Didn't he do enough dancing with pretty girls in Rio? Isn't that kind of what we were hearing was going on? ABC. You know, this is the same company. Same company that Hillary Clinton met with the head of them on, what was it, Tuesday? She met with the head, Mr. Iger there, head of Disney Company. And then later that night went on a Jimmy Kimmel Live to open up a jar of pickles. Of course, Jimmy Kimmel Live is on ABC, which is a Disney company. Jimmy Kimmel is a Disney employee. As odd as that seems, he is. Unreal. Unreal. Hero. A real hero here. You can do a lot of things. Take someone like Bill Cosby. And I'm not going to compare the two, their alleged crimes. But here's somebody who had just a tremendous, tremendous persona. Everybody loved Bill Cosby, right? Dr. Huxtable, The Cosby Show, the whole thing. He was like America's dad. And then we start hearing this stuff about, you know, maybe he was slipping some roofies, you know. Maybe he was doing some inappropriate stuff. And his stock has dropped. It's dropped precipitously over the last 2 years. Well, that happened to him, and now here's Ryan Lochte. He wins 12 medals, 12 gold medals, whatever they are, paper mache, whatever they make the medals out of now. He wins 12 of them, and he does something stupid. That should bring his stock down the same way that Bill Cosby's stock was brought down. But it doesn't. Disney says, let's make him a star. Who cares? The parents have to explain to their children who this is, because nobody watches swimming. Even for 2 weeks out of the year, maybe they watch swimming. 2 weeks out of the year, out of every 4 years. That's like not even 1% of the time. Now they got to explain. He's on here because I guess he's a good swimmer. That's what the parents have to say, unless you want to tell the truth. I don't know. Stupid stuff. Really stupid stuff. Let's move on from this. I'm sure we'll be talking about it more in the future. Julian Assange, he has this two-part interview with Megyn Kelly. One part was last night, one part is tonight. Now, I am always a little suspect of Megyn Kelly's intentions. I don't believe she's a real conservative. I barely believe she's a Republican. I believe she is whatever the paycheck says she should be. That's kind of my feeling on her. She seems like a nice woman. She's not terrible to look at. But that's where I feel her allegiances lie. They lie with the paycheck and the bank that issues it. So she's talking to Julian Assange, and pretty much he says that he's got another batch of these emails coming, these hacked emails, probably from the Clinton server. He's not saying where they're from. He's not saying when they're coming out. He's not even saying what's on them. He says, that these things should influence the election, but it all depends on how they catch fire. That's his words, how they catch fire. And now that makes a lot of sense. Because you know mainstream media is going to go nowhere near them. Nowhere. They're not going to talk about them. They're not going to show you anything. It's not even going to be buried in the last segment of any broadcast they do. So it solely lies on Fox News, on Newsmax, on One America, on Breitbart, on Town Hall, on Daily Caller, to really get the word out about these. Because as we've said before, when they come out, the DOJ is just going to say they came from a third party and they were tampered with. That's going to be the line that they rest on. Dana Perino says they'll probably come out before the third debate, because that's the most watched one. Apparently, she hasn't looked at TV ratings lately. If you look at the Republican debates back last summer, the first one was the highest watched one. I think these are coming out before the first debate to make Hillary answer questions for two more debates after that. We got a lot more to get to today, guys. Hang in there. You are listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquid. Flooring kickoff sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from 129. Get $1 off Bellawood pre-finished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the full flooring kickoff sale today.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Here on CRN, we'd like to keep you updated on what's happening in wine throughout the state of California. Napa, Sonoma, the Pacific Coast has great regions like the Central Coast area, Paso Robles, Santa Barbara, Temecula. Join our very own Larry Van Alst as he takes a look at what's cooking on wine, the Sonoma Report. It comes your way Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. right here on CRN. Winemakers, superstars, wine growers, and more. With Larry Van Alst, what's cooking on wine, the Sonoma Report.
Welcome back to today's Thursday show. So the stuff with Julian Assange, I really feel like timing is everything here. I don't believe it's going to come out before the last debate. I feel like maybe, because there are three of them, if you don't plan on watching football, that is, I do believe we'll probably see a small batch before the first debate, a couple of days, so there's no excuse for the moderator to not have some of these questions in there. If you recall back to some of these the Republican debates back last summer, what they did was they even played some video clips, right? Donald Trump was the only one that had to endure this, by the way. These video clips and all this stuff. None of the other candidates had to endure anything like that. But I say a small batch with some good stuff in it before the first one, a couple of days, that way the moderator has to address it. And if they don't, the jig is up for them. The people will just say, you know what? They're not giving us a fair shake. Now, I think a lot of people believe that already, but it's not a commonly held thing. If you look at some recent polling, only about half of the Americans feel that mainstream media is not giving them a fair shake. Now, that's a lot of people. You're talking about 175 million people if you're going to take the polling and then now expand it out to the whole electorate. But you need more. It's got to be more people that realize it, because there's still that family somewhere, whether it's in the Midwest or the Northeast or down South or out West, wherever it is, that watches the 11 o'clock nightly news on NBC and says, well, this is the news. Thank God we're getting, you know, some fair news somewhere. They still think that. But when you're looking at possibly having viewership somewhere in the 50 to 100 million viewer area, then it'll really get realized. You're talking about viewerships higher than the Super Bowl. That's probably what it's going to wind up being. People can't wait for this. And we could talk strategy all day long, and we'll get into strategy into September. That now is not the time for strategy because there's a million things that could change before tomorrow, let alone September 26th. So I think a little batch before the first debate, and then I would say a batch with maybe a little more incriminating stuff maybe a couple days before the third debate. That way it's really piled on. To release them now, I know we all want to see them. I definitely want to see them. I will spend however long it takes to read the thousands of emails they're going to release. But now is not a good time, because now is kind of piling on. And if you pile it all on once, you're going to make the same mistake that she's making with Donald Trump, the piling on thing. And mainstream media can hide things if it's all stacked together. When you start spreading it out, it makes it a lot harder for them to try to hide this stuff. And it seems like it's going on for a much longer period of time. Right now, you have this AP report. This was a damning report. That of the 154 people not connected to the government who met with Hillary Clinton during her time as Secretary of State, 85 of them were donors. Donors to the Clinton Foundation or one of the Clinton initiatives. 40 of them donated more than $100,000, and 20 of them gave more than $1 million. They're paying for FaceTime with the Secretary of State. This is a damning report. So damning that the New York Times won't even publish it, they won't talk about it, nothing. And there's a rumor going around in some circles that the New York Times has an even more damning report about this that they're not releasing. They don't want to publish it. I've heard that a few different places over the course of the last 24 hours. So you have this AP thing that mainstream media is trying their hardest, which is tough because AP is where a lot of them get their news from. You have Reuters and you have AP. And that's where most of the news stories you see come from. They're all kind of aggregated there, and that's where they pick them from. And then now you have this Judicial Watch thing. They are under, the State Department is under a court order to release emails that they found afterwards. Ones that weren't turned over, that the FBI found. You know, just some silly stuff. Not like obstruction or anything, nothing like that. But emails they found during their investigation that now the State Department has to comb through and they have to release them by the middle of September. And they're combing through. Combing through means they're getting rid of the incriminating ones. That's what combing through means, just FYI. Plus, now you have questions she has to answer. They're written questions and her lawyers will answer them. But there's a lot of stuff going on right now that's all going to drag into the middle of September. I say, don't release these things now. As much as we want to see them, it's like a book coming out that you really, really want to read, but you got to wait for it, or a movie, because it's going to be worth it when it comes out. Julian Assange has not disappointed yet. Everything he's given us has been lots and lots of nuggets. Somewhere we'll find the truth. Somewhere in all of this, we will find the truth, and hopefully that truth leads to an incarcerated Hillary Clinton at some point in the next couple of years. If Donald Trump gets in, I bet you can bank on it. I think you can bank on it. Chris Christie is a bulldog, and he will go after the Clintons the way nobody has before. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about some polls and talk about the alt-right.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Federal tax fraud is set to hit $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company. And you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, and at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Welcome back to the show. Quick break. So remember to check out all the old episodes of the show. There's tons of them dating back to last October. They're all up on all the major podcasting sites, iTunes and TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. Stitcher only has like 5 or 6 of them there because they want to charge you a boatload of money to put more up. So we don't do that. They're posted in enough places. All right, we're talking about this AP report and the damning evidence against Hillary Clinton here with the 85 of 154 private people who met with the Secretary of State, or then Secretary of State, had donated lots of money, all told about $150 million, not a bad payday for a couple of years, not bad. I have a feeling a lot of this is tied in now with this Teneo Holdings too. I'm gonna do some more investigating on that. I don't wanna make any broad sweeping inferences right now, but I'm pretty sure that this Teneo Holdings that employed Uma Abedin while she was at the State Department, who now employs former New York City Police Chief Bill Bratton, I believe it's all tied in somehow. Which kind of reminds me, is working at the State Department as a top aide, is it not a very challenging job? I mean, it must not be too challenging if you can hold 2 and 3 other jobs. I mean, there are people who hold two and three other jobs, but that's because they work part-time somewhere, or two part-time jobs, or a part-time and a full-time job. I guess working at the State Department isn't that challenging. If they can hold two and three jobs at a time, maybe we should cut the salaries. Maybe Congress should look into lowering these salaries a little bit, because really, it must not take up much of their time. Or could it be that they're just getting paid from these other companies? I mean, is that possible too, I guess? All right, so Clinton campaign spokesman Brian Fallon, he says the AP story is utterly flawed data. He said they cherry-picked a limited subset of Secretary Clinton's schedule. Well, yeah, they cherry-picked the people she met with who were not government officials. That's who they picked. What should they pick? Her lunch orders? What should they pick? They're in big trouble. And they're going to try to clean this up the best they can, and then Assange is going to do his thing, and they're going to try to clean it up again, and mainstream media is going to just turn around and put their fingers in their ears and not look at it. But people are finding out. Slowly but surely, more and more people I talk to are getting the impression that it's not just that she lies once in a while, because everyone, for a long time, her untrustworthiness has been very high for a long time. It's not a new thing. It's not just because of Benghazi or because of emails or because of whatever has been going on lately. Her untrustworthiness has been high for a very long time. But people I speak to, people on the streets, they say, you know, she's a liar. She lies once in a while. We know that. We accept that about her. No one tells the truth all the time. That's always the answer you get. But now, the tenor of the conversations that I'm having has changed from she can lie once in a while to cover herself to, is she really a criminal? I'm hearing about this stuff and pay to play, and it's changing a little bit. Now, that's being reflected in the independent vote. It's not going to be reflected in the Democrat vote. They just don't want to listen to reason. They are so scared of a Republican now getting into office. It's not going to matter. It doesn't matter to them. They're a lost cause in terms of the vote. I know Donald Trump says he's going to bring over tons of Democrat voters. This was the battle cry during the primary campaign, and he did very well in the open primaries. It's essentially because of the independent vote. There weren't too many Democrats. There may be a few. There may be some blue-collar Democrats, some union Democrats, who will go for Trump. But most of the real ideologues, your real leftward-leaning Democrats, they don't care. She could do anything. It wouldn't matter. The thought of a Republican getting into office is just, it's beyond their comprehension, and they just can't let it happen. So it doesn't matter. But the tenor of the conversation is definitely changing people I talk to. It's gone from she's a little, you know, fibby to she's a possible criminal. So it is getting out there. I know some of you out there don't think it is. You think it's all being buried. No one's hearing about it. They are. They are hearing about it. So keep doing what you're doing and spreading the word. I'll tell you that. Keep doing what you're doing. Last night we had part two of this immigration town hall on Sean Hannity's show with Donald Trump. It was a little confusing to me because they spent about 10 minutes where choose option one or choose option two. Should I do this or should I do this? Should we do something else? Should we kick this one out? Should we keep this one? It was too much of that. And they didn't really edit most of it out. If they did do some editing, I couldn't tell. And it was way longer than it should have been. I wouldn't have gone that direction. Now, I get that there is this need to know that the politician listens to you. And we heard that from the one Border Patrol officer who spoke during a little clip they ran during last night's show, where he said that Donald Trump is the first candidate to come to the border and ask for their suggestion. Not tell you this is how you're going to do your job, to say to them, what do you need to make your job a little bit easier? So people are receptive to that. But you can't make it look like you're asking for their help. You have to have some structure. And he's supposedly going to now, he's canceled his immigration speech that was supposed to be today in Colorado, and he's going to do it next week, I believe. Next week in Phoenix. August 31st in Phoenix at the Hyatt Regency. That's where they're booked to do this policy speech that we're hearing is the immigration speech. But again, you can't sound like you don't know and you're looking for the answer. There's listening, and then there's taking notes and saying, what should I do? Two different things. And I think it got a little confusing yesterday with that. I was a little confused by it. I agree. If you have a criminal record, you're gone. You're absolutely gone. And there's 351,000 of them here right now. Gone. Right off the bat. What you do next, you take suggestions, but you don't have to make it sound the way they made it sound. I didn't like it. It didn't sound strong. Donald Trump has been a strong candidate to this point. He can soften a little bit. But I think it was too much wishy-washy, and some of the leftward-leaning mainstream media outlets are tearing it apart, and I can see why they're doing it. All right, I want to talk about a few polls when we come back, and hopefully we'll have time to get into this alt-right stuff. It's very important, and you guys need to know about it.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from $129. Get $1 off Bellawood pre-finished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the fall flooring kickoff sale today.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts, and the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free. 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
So just finishing up a little bit on this immigration stuff, we're going to have a lot of time to talk about it. We'll have this policy speech on the 31st from Phoenix, Arizona, and we'll be able to really dissect it then and really get into what he's actually going for. Was he taking suggestions? Was he looking for approval in this town hall? We'll be able to really tell at that point. I think the one thing he needs to do between now and then, and it's going to be hard to do, you're talking just a couple of days away, or at least going forward from that point, is you have to publicly define amnesty versus citizenship. Now, I know for some people out there, you guys know what the difference is. You know what amnesty is, you know what citizenship is. I think there's a subset of people that just don't understand what the difference is between them. And you can control the argument, if you're Donald Trump, by defining those. And you can, again, control, you know, disarm and control. Take these words out of the mouth of the Clinton camp, and you now have to redefine them and tell people why one is good and one is bad and one can happen and the other one can't. That's now has to be upon the Trump camp to do that. So we'll talk about immigration more, a lot more, in the near future. Before we get into polls, very quickly, Hillary Clinton has a new ad out, attacking you. If you are a white Trump supporter, this ad is attacking you as much as it is attacking Donald Trump. She's holding this press conference today, or not press conference, she doesn't do those. She doesn't do press conferences. A speech she's doing where essentially she's going to call all of us white supremacists, people who support Donald Trump. I think that might backfire in her face, but mainstream media will do their best to try and deflect. They have this guy on the ad. He's the Imperial Wizard of the Rebel Brigade Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, and he says the reason a lot of Klan members like Donald Trump is because a lot of what he believes, we believe in. And then they have an unidentified voice in the video that says the alt-right is this sort of dressed-up-in-suits version of the neo-Nazi white supremacist movement. This is a national ad by the Clinton campaign, okay? This is not some crazy left-wing super PAC. It's crazy. Mark Burns, who's with the Trump camp, he says Hillary Clinton and her campaign went to a disgusting new low today as they released a video tying the Trump campaign with horrific racial images. This type of rhetoric and repulsive advertising is revolting and completely beyond the pale. I call on Hillary Clinton to disavow this video and her campaign for this sickening act that has no place in our world. And it's bad. You want to go look at it? Go look at it. It's bad, though. And it's totally full of errors and untruths, and it's attacking you. That's who it's attacking. I've said it from the start. I've said it 2 weeks ago. Donald Trump has to get this ad where Hillary Clinton makes that misstep and she says we're going to raise taxes on the middle class. He has to get that ad out 50 states, 100 times a day. That wins you the election. That wins you the election. 80% of our country falls into the middle class category. Her saying with all the, she's smiling, she puts her hands up, we're going to raise taxes on the middle class. And the people cheer around her. That's the ad. That's the ad that combats all of this. All of this. So this is a bad ad. And this leads us into that alt-right discussion, which I think we're going to do tomorrow. We'll talk about alt-right tomorrow because we'll have time after her speech today to go through that. And this alt-right thing, it's hard to define. It really is. But we're going to try it tomorrow because we just don't have enough time today for it. But it's going to be there. This is going to be a very damning speech and a damning ad campaign. So... All right, let's get to a CNN ORC poll here. We have this poll. They surveyed 292 Democrats, 270 Independents, and 241 Republicans. This, you have to lower Democrats 20 and raise Republicans 20 in the state of North Carolina to get a true answer here. This one right now has Trump and Hillary tied, okay? But if you even out the sampling, it would put Trump about five and a half. So Trump and Pence tied with Hillary and Kane. When you add in Johnson, he gets 9% of the vote. 9%. When you add in Johnson in a lot of these polls, Stein is starting to fade away. You add in Johnson, he's really helping out Donald Trump a little bit more. Now, I know the thought process was months ago it wasn't going to help Trump, but he is. He's helping Trump. People in North Carolina trust Donald Trump more than Clinton on the economy, on immigration, and on terrorism. Those are three big issues. Those are three biggest issues everybody says we have in this country. And the people in North Carolina say the same thing, which is why I'm saying if you even out these numbers to the real actual voter rolls, the registrations and voter turnout in North Carolina, he's up 5.5, something in that area. But this is CNN ORC, and they're not going to give you the best shake on this. We have a Rasmussen poll. This is the White House Watch. Clinton 42, Trump 38, Johnson 9, Stein 2. Everybody here is pretty much down. This is Clinton had a 2-point lead in this weekly Rasmussen poll last week. She has a 4-point lead this week. This is 1,000 likely voters taken from August 23rd to August 24th. This is the only poll, by the way, this Rasmussen one, that is showing a separation of the candidates. So I'm going to go ahead and call this the one-off. It's the only one. There are 100 polls out there the last 2 days. This is the only one that shows a further divide. Jill Stein, 2%. She's a non-factor. Clinton has 79% of the Democrat vote in this Rasmussen poll. Trump has 76% of the GOP support in this poll. You know what? Trump also has the independent vote in this poll. I'm questioning sampling a little bit, because he has a lead in a lot of these things. Most voters support Trump's plan for a temporary immigration restriction. Most people oppose nation building in this poll. And they all, just about all, oppose TPP. These are all very strong arguments for Donald Trump. So I'm questioning the sampling here that we saw a separation this week. Maybe next week we'll see it start to come back in again. Hillary leads 15 points with the under 40 crowd. They're tied in the over 40 crowd. So we have a YouGov poll to talk about when we come back. Hang in there, guys. This one has a doozy in it.
Aloha! Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway relaxing on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kaanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
All right, welcome back to this last segment of the Rhino Report. This Thursday, we're going to continue with our pole dancing here a little bit. This is the Economist YouGov poll. This was taken between August 19th and August 23rd, so a pretty recent poll, only 2 days. It was actually only embargoed for 1 day, so nothing too bad there. 40 questions. They tossed 40 questions, 4-0, from the findings in this poll. So altering their sampling, we've seen that before. Generally, in this YouGov Economist poll, you'll see that they remove about 20 or 21 questions. This is high. 40 came out. So we don't know what those 40 questions were. Were they leading questions? We don't know. Now, that's not the doozy in this poll. That's a big no-no, and that's a big red flag. But that isn't the doozy. I'll get to that in a second. So in this poll, when you have Clinton, Trump, Johnson, and Stein, Clinton has a four-point lead. Four-point lead, okay? When you take out Johnson and Stein, she has a three-point lead. We haven't seen that in a lot of polls where Donald Trump comes closer when you remove the third-party candidates. So that's a little odd. And I started digging into this a little bit more because I found that to be a little strange. Now, in this poll, they surveyed 12% more Democrats than Republicans. So 156 more Democrats out of the 1,300 were were Democrat, and then you have 6% more independents, which is a little odd, too. Generally, you'll have about 2% more independents surveyed in a good poll, and that would be indicative of the electorate. Because this is a national poll. This isn't a state poll. I thought it was. When I first saw some of these numbers, I thought it was a state poll, and it's not. 24% think Clinton will win in a landslide. 29% think she'll win narrowly. 19% think Trump will win narrowly. And 9% think he'll win in a landslide. Now, the perception is becoming a big number in this election. What do people think is going to happen? And actually, what's going on here is Trump is closing the gap in all these perception numbers. Last week, there was a 26% perception he would win and a 54% for Hillary. This week, he has 28% and she has 53%. So he's up 2 and she's down 1. Again, small gaps, but we're 11 weeks out. If you make any kind of big adjustments now, it's just going to fade away. You have to do it small. That means you're changing the message. You're changing what people think. And you're doing it in a significant step-by-step way. Slow and steady wins the race here. His unfavorable is 62% in this poll. Her unfavorable is 53%. She'll never get lower than that. That's where she's been since the day she was born. Now, here's the doozy in this poll. This is where I looked at this and I said, you know what? This data is way off. It's way off. Now, I'm not a pollster. I'm not anything like that. I'm not a mathematician from England that can figure out parking lots. But they have a question. Question number 79. Did you vote in the 2016 presidential primary or caucus in your state? 34% said they voted in the Democratic presidential primary. 32% they voted in the Republican presidential primary. That is not indicative. Your sampling is not indicative of what the primary process told us. Well, we saw Republicans up 60%. The voter numbers are up 60%. And the Democrats were down 30%. A 90% swing. And here they're using a sampling with 2% more people who voted in the primary. It's way off. It's way off. And I want to hear someone besides me calling out for this, because this would change. If you change this sampling, Trump would be up 15 points in this poll. All right, guys. Tomorrow we'll get to the Reuters Ipsos poll. That's a good weekend poll to tear apart. But for now, hope everybody had a good time. A big thank you to all of our service members at home and abroad. And a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, have a great day, everybody. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.
Enjoying all your favorite CRN programming is easier than ever. It's right on your TV, through your local cable provider, and on the web at crntalk.com. But when you're on the move, stuck in a plane, train, or in your car, catch up on all the shows you missed. Or listen.